The Fast Track High Court has set the 2nd of next month to rule on a motion to set aside a writ filed by Justice Kwega, claiming the 2012 presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, is not a lawyer and is impersonating one WAD Akufo-Addo. Lawyers for Nana Akufo-Addo are asking the court to throw out the case. Our reporter, Amasewa Bidiakun, who was in court, reports that the former Supreme Court judge, Justice Kwega, did not turn up in court. His lawyer said it was due to ill health. Let's hear from Amasewa Bidiakun.
Nanado's legal team were before Justice Cecilia Hansi Towa, an appeal court judge with an additional responsibility at the High Court. They were there primarily to move their motion that they have filed against the writ by Justice Francis Kwega. Now, they were interrupted by the counsel for Justice Kwega, who is David Dentu. Mr. Dentu sought to have an adjournment of the case because his client, Justice Kwega, was not in court. According to him, the former justice of the Supreme Court was taken ill suddenly, and that explains why he couldn't be in court today. And so he sought for a date by which time his client would be well enough to be in court. But Kofi Daniyebua, who spoke on behalf of Nanado's legal team, opposed this. According to Kofi Daniyebua, if Justice Kwega was really ill, then there should have been some document on record to the court to show that indeed the justice is unwell and cannot be in court. He even cited Justice Kwega's own ruling at the Supreme Court to buttress his point that some form of documentation should have been on record so that he was unwell. Nanado's legal team were allowed to move their motion to set aside the action initiated by Justice Kwega on grounds that the writ served was frivolous and scandalous. They had no basis. He explained that all matters relating to legal practitioners in the country are handled by the General Legal Counsel, and so Justice Kwega should have said, consulted with them, should have taken the case there for them to have investigated and sorted matters out. He said also that they have demonstrated the fact that they've attached exhibits pertaining to qualifications of Nana from the General Legal Counsel that indeed was called to the bar in 1971, to the English bar in 1971, Middle Temple. And then he enrolled here in 1975. His signature and everything is part of the evidence that they have given to the court. So basically, we will be coming back on the 2nd of May for a ruling on this particular motion, the motion to set aside the action initiated by Justice Kwega.
Amasewa Bidiakun on the case between Justice Kwega and Nana Akufo-Addo.